I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1324, Think Three Words. What goes through your mind when you see someone? Honestly, we're usually sizing them up. We're judging our opinion of them based on their physical appearance, the clothing they're wearing, how clean they are, their age, the way they carry themselves, the attitude or vibe they're giving off, the words they use, including the way they use those words. We also factor in what we know or what we think we know about them, or any other previous interaction we've had with them or others that we think are like them. And we do all of that analysis in the blink of an eye. And then we decide how we will interact with them in the moment. But what if we could simplify all of that to just three words? This podcast is about the two greatest commandments, which Jesus told us very clearly are to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. I think today these three words will help us figure out what that really looks like where the rubber meets the road. Bruce Kazanoff, writing for Medium.com, wrote, "Every time you encounter another person, think, help this person." Those are the three words. It's not altruistic. Nothing else can be so quickly improving the quality of our life or even supercharge your career. When you walk into Starbucks for a coffee, think, help this person, about the barista who serves you. Instead of being frustrated that he isn't moving fast enough, see if you can make him smile. Better yet, tell him to keep the change. When the phone rings on a busy day, don't get frustrated by the interruption. Think, help this person, while you answer the phone. Doing so will change your demeanor, your thought process, and the entire interaction. If you have a subordinate who isn't pulling her weight, instead of criticizing her every time you see her, think, help this person. This doesn't mean let her slide or ignore her shortcomings. It means help her either improve her skills or find the position better suited to her strengths. But don't just brush her aside. Really help her. Okay, podcast peeps, that's easier than all the rigmarole of trying to analyze someone with all that other matrix. Because ultimately, once you've done your own version of the body, mind, and soul scan of someone else, a Jesus follower still needs to land right here. Help this person. Now, what that looks like will be different in every situation. But it is something that you can talk over with Jesus, isn't it? It is something that you can help discern by the Spirit of God living in you and prompting you to act, because that's your motivation. That's your heart. That's what you really want to do, is you want to find a way in Jesus' name to help this person. Galatians 6:10 gives us this. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Here's the great question. Today, really, it's a challenge. Will you give it a try? For one day, just try it one day. Think these three words, help this person, with everyone you meet. And then act on it as the Lord leads you. Will you do it? If you do, email me, call me, text me, send a carrier pigeon, something, and let me know how it went for you. Let's pray. Lord, today, as I encounter anyone, I ask for your guidance and compassion. Please help me to simply think three words. Help this person. It might mean just a smile or carrying something for them that's too heavy or listening to them or giving them a word of encouragement or maybe something totally different. But I want to approach every encounter with these three words on my heart and my mind. Show me what it would mean to help this person and then the next person after that. Because that's exactly how Jesus walked the earth. May this intention lead me to kindness, support, and understanding to those I meet, and may it bring comfort and aid to all who need it. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1325. In the meantime, again, from Kazanoff. By first thinking, help this person, you will change the ways others perceive you. There is no faster, more effective way to change your interactions and relationships. You will be viewed as positive, constructive, helpful, and dependable. People will think you're more perceptive, attentive, and understanding. And I would add this. Then you will be T2 Gene all over the place. Then you will be thinking like Jesus and acting like Jesus. Try it. Every person you meet today, just think three words.